Okay, hello to everybody. My name is Emma Abate. I came from Italy. My presentation will be in English, and I'm cooperate with the Università L'Orientale di Napoli, but I'm basically a teacher. My school is in the south of Italy, it's close to Naples, it's the Liceo Manzoni of Caserta, it's a high school, it's a public high school, and we have two curricula in, my school has two curricula that are bilingual approach. Some subjects are given in English or in French. In my case, I teach geography in English in a Cambridge IGCSE curriculum. It means that the University of Cambridge control and our students make the exam from university. As a consequence of this, my students came from many parts of the world. They are usually there are students that come for exchange programs. There are bilingual students. There are, of course, also native language students and also students with special needs problems. I usually, as a teacher, and I hope to bring to this conference my experience as a teacher, so the practical part that we face with the plurilingual and multicultural classes in our everyday routine. I mean, I usually use this website. This is by Council of Europe. It's the platform of resources and references for plurilingual intercultural education. It's a very good tool to enable member states to promote the multilingual education and the plurilingual approach to the language teaching. Another important framework and project I would like to show you to highlight always by the Council of Europe is the model of competencies for democratic culture. It's very important because this project was planned for secondary and primary and vocational schools, and it gives an important framework and model for democratic culture. So it's a good inspiration for lessons in classrooms based on democratic culture. Another tool I think is very precious and very useful is the European Center for Modern Languages platform, ESML, was founded in Austria in 1994, and its mission is to encourage excellence and innovation in language teaching and support the member states in the implementation of language education policies. In this website, you can find three different sections. One is on plurilingual and intercultural education. The other one is on evaluation, and we talk about with the implementation of CFR, the companion volume, I will talk later. And the other one is on CLIL, content and language integrated learning. I'm sure that most of you knows what I'm speaking about. I am a CLIL teacher. This means that I teach content and language integrated together. It means that you teach a subject in another language that is a target language, in my case, geography in English. The European Union has dedicated lots of studies and publication to CLIL because it's considered as a very important tool to foster innovation in language education. And my school was part of this project. It was a new companion volume. It was based on the implementation of the CFR. I'm sure that you know CFR is the Common European Framework of Reference for Languages. It presents a descriptive scheme divided in six levels for the knowledge of foreign language. And it's considered one of the most important European initiative in the language field. But times are changing, so the need to change some descriptors was felt a lot, very strongly. And many requests to change some descriptions and to improve and to implement this model have been collected by the European Union. And companion volume was published last year, and my school was involved in this project to work on the descriptor scale to improve the new edition. The focus of the project by Council of Europe was to address areas where original descriptors case were provided, for example, online interactions, and we know that our students are so skilled and so able in online interactions, to enrich the description at A1 level, to strengthen the description at C level, particularly C2, and the approach was to supplement, not to change the descriptors that already were in the CFR edition. One of the most important point of view, vision of the CFR and also the companion volume is that the learner is seen as plurilingual, pluricultural beings. The teacher must to encourage him or her to use all the resources, linguistic resources and cultural resources he has. He's a language user, so language is used in the real life for real tasks. So it's not something that you have to learn studying the grammar or just the rules, but it's something that you have to use in everyday life. And it's a social agent, because this is very important, because the language learning as a natural is a very social nature. That's why students is seen as a social agent. There is a sort of osmotic exchange between society and language learning. The pragmatic aspect of this paradigm shift in the companion volume is that all the approach is action-oriented approach, and this is the most important part of this volume. The descriptors are on a base of can-do descriptors. This means that the focus is not on the deficiency of what is still to improve, but is on the proficiency of the students. And so the shift is from teaching the language to teaching what the learners want or need to do in the language. It's a sort of dynamic reconceptualization of the language. Another important result that companion volume reached was that the goals of C2 native language speaker that was so frightening for the learners doesn't exist anymore, because we know that apart from native language people, there can be very successful learners that are not native, but they can be language professionals, they can be genuine bilinguals, and so the description of the descriptors for C2 level has been improved. Two important points of this companion volume are plurilingual and mediation. This is an example taken from my subject, geography, how we can use plurilingual comprehension practically in the classroom. For example, in this case, we have volcanoes. This is part of the program of the curriculum. And you can see that many words, such as, for example, liquefaction, tsunamis, pyroclastic, ukulaup, comes from different languages. So it's important for students reflect on how to switch from language to another, how to deduce the meaning of tests written in another language, just making comparison with their own language. Another case, for example, this is a case study of Fludy in 2005, and on this way we have the Danubio River, in Italian Danubio, how it's pronounced in different languages. Mediation, together with the plurilingualism, is another important skill that the companion volume, the CFR companion volume, examines. It's the procedure based on collaboration and interaction with others to reduce the distance. When student or learner of a foreign language try to put a bridge to fill the gap between cultural comprehension, to understand the cultural diversity and the cultural otherness of the other people. This is a funny example. You know that in Italy you shouldn't joke and kid about mother, about food, and about football. But in this case, this is a good example of mediation, because I asked to my Italian native language student to explain to the other students those amusing advertisements about our match, football match, we lost the World Cup qualification. And so the translation is, we have been boiled in 90 minutes. We have been knocked down for the lasagna. And for example, for the bite that Chiellini had on his shoulder, welcome home, but one of the rigatoni was chopped. And so it's like Chiellini was chopped on the shoulder by the football soldier from Uruguay. Isn't it? This is a more serious example of mediation. For example, in my subject, geography, Vesuvio, you know, is where I live, close to Napoli. Writing English, the program for a day's outing with exchange students on the basis of Vesuvio's official tourist information website, which is written only in Italian. Another example, coastal erosion. For example, here the student is asked to explain how Italy is coping with the coastal erosion emergence using information taken from the Ministry of Environment website. Oops, sorry. I think that CLIL and CFR companion volume are a perfect match because they both are focused on differentiated competence and they allow the code switching, the so-called sandwich technique, Italian, English, another language, English again. And the aim is not a perfect bilingualism, and all the tasks in CLIL, as in companion volume, are tasks based from real world. And so the most important thing is, as I already said, the action-oriented approach, both in CLIL and in CFR.
Emma, 2 minutes.
Yeah, 2 minutes, okay. So the mediation strategy also are good with English as well. You can download the companion volume is in 40 languages, so you can download it. It's very useful for students and for teachers. For teachers, because they can use the descriptors to think about lots of activities and tasks to give to their students, and they are good suggestions for collaboration and very practical tasks to do in the classroom. For example, those are some examples for the online interaction scale descriptors. Those are the teachers that worked with me in this project. We were 20 teachers in Italy, but we were taken all around Europe. Were the steps of the project. I go home very fast. For example, another way to exercise the online interaction is to debate online with other people in other parts of the world. For example, using some debate platform I use a lot, for example, Chialo, vabbè, but there are a lot. I have to go very fast, I'm sorry. For example, to do a digital poster for ecotourism in Brazil, or to do a project for Carbon Footprint Challenge online. Okay, I'm concluding. My students also have to practice their online interactions for the project, participating to debating Europe. We are close to the election on 26th. So if we want to ask, those are other important resources that European Union give as publications available to everybody. I conclude. I stop with this summer reading suggestion. It's forthcoming. It's going to be published in July. And it's the action-oriented approach, a dynamic vision of language education by Enrica Picardo and Brian North, that are the father and the mother of the companion volume project. Thank you very much. And no minions were made in this making of this presentation. Thank you.